Let's play a word association game, sports and Jamaica. If you thought cricket, track and field, and soccer, well, that's a good start. If you remembered the Jamaican bobsled team that competed in the Calgary Games of 1988, then you're doing very well indeed. And if you blurted out dog sledding, inform those in the room with you that you're not good crazy, dogs. And cite the following report by Judith Ritter as proof.
G, Bruno, G, 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 good boy.
Here under an 85-degree sun on Chucka Cove Farm, just on the outskirts of Ocho Rios, Jamaica, Newton Marshall, an engaging apprentice with Jamaica's very first dog sled team, prepares his dogs for a late afternoon run.
Good boy. Go on. Hop, hop.
There's no snow, no ice, no pack of noble northern huskies, just a raggle-taggle clutch of mismatched dogs, an enthusiastic, if slightly undisciplined bunch of mutts, all rescued from local animal shelters.
You can do it. Go on.
The dogs lurch forward and we rumble down a grassy path with surprising speed. We're bouncing around in a shiny red sled with four little fat black tires that look more suitable for use on a mini lawnmower tractor than being hauled by barking dogs. This contraption is a dryland dog sled. And our mission? A practice run on a one-mile trail through scrubby grass with glimpses of the cerulean Caribbean, all under a tropical sun.
Okay, going home.
Marshall and Master Musher Devin Anderson are part of an obviously wacky scheme cooked up a year ago by Jamaican tour operator Daniel Melville and country crooner Jimmy Buffett, the team's official sponsor. Anderson, who's charged with training the scruffy team, is waiting for us by a row of little doghouses, each painted in Rasta culture's emblematic red, green, and yellow stripes. Anderson's a stocky man with big hands and a deep, rumbling laugh. He has the distinction of being the premier musher of Jamaica, and by obvious default, of the Caribbean. He worked for Danny Melville's Chucka Cove tour business for a long time, but the new idea took him by surprise.
Danny called me up and said to me one day, how would I like to go about dog sledding? I'm like, dog sledding. I'm like, he said, yes. I said, well, isn't that something that is done in snow? He said, well, yes, but it's done in dry land. Would you like to try it? I said, yes, I would like to.
So off he went to Scotland to train with champion dog sledder Alan Stewart. Anderson, an animal lover with 12 stray dogs of his own, was astonished by the experience.
When those dogs start pulling, it was like, is that for real? When I sat in the buggy and there was time for the dogs to go, when the dogs take off, it was like I was in another world. It was unbelievable. I couldn't imagine the power the dogs had.
Last January, Devin Anderson raced in Scotland. He came in 27th in a field of 40. And the same winter, Newton Marshall, who had never before left Jamaica, was off to Minnesota for mushing lessons.
It was very cold, freezing cold. I said massive cold. It was like a big freezer. I bring a coat for myself and then I have to get more coats because it was freezing like hell. I was trembling. My teeth was knocking.
Anderson and Marshall return to Jamaica's balmy clime with mushing chops at their disposal, but the dogs still had to learn their roles. The team has only been together since last August, and though it's made progress, there are still some kinks to work out. Again, Devin Anderson.
They're very easily distracted by other dogs. Everything that is around them, they're distracted by. So they'll run for 2 minutes, then they will stop, look around to see what is happening. They're not used to just work, work, work. They're our real Jamaican dogs, a little laid back, you know. So they work a little now, and if they feel like taking a break on their own, they will stop, look around, fool around with each other, and then they'll go again.
Anderson hasn't raced his team yet. Jamaican dogs aren't allowed to travel internationally because of diseases endemic to the island. In the meantime, Anderson and Marshall are busy improving the dog's skills at sled pulling. And starting this month, the Chucka Farm Tour Company will launch dog sled rides for tourists who are interested in learning a little bit about the northern pastime. Clearly not a get-rich-quick scheme, owner Danny Melville, sponsor Jimmy Buffett, and the two mushers are using the tours to promote the sport in this unlikely location. A kind of build-it-and-they-will-come fantasy.
My dream for dog sledding, it's for it to become a huge event in Jamaica, for all Jamaicans to enjoy and to participate in it.
Maybe even an Iditarod South. Hey, you can't fault the guys for dreaming.
Hey, Bruno. He's a Bruno dog. You like that, Bruno? He's a good boy. Good boy, Bruno.
Chuck a dog.
For only a game, I'm Judith Ritter at Chucka Cove Farm in Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Good dog.
Good dog.
If you want to learn more about mushing in Jamaica and about an upcoming film about the dread dogs, go to jamaicadogsled.com.
He's a good boy. Good boy. Hey, good boy. Good boy.